You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to The Flame, where everybody is family. The Flame was made possible through the support of listeners like you. If you enjoy the show, consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/theflamemusical. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show. Previously on The Flame.
So that's it? Everything that I've done, that Victor's done, and it's gone? I need to go on a walk. It's suffocating in here.
Shit. You're an adult, Jamie. Just call her.
You're not renewing my lease. Is it for financial reasons? Because I can pay more.
It's not a money thing. I'm sure you'll find a new place in no time.
You're her best friend, and if anyone can get her out of this slump, it's you.
We've always been each other's thick and thin. The tonic to my chin. You're my family. Don't ever worry. You'll be alone.
So, let's say this bar was being shut down. How shitty would that be?
How did you organize a protest in less than an hour?
I played Gavroche in Les Mis last year. Everybody listen up, we're gonna need some change, cause we're gonna stage a sit-in at the goddamn Flame. Call the papers and the media and make them hurt.
Keep it lit, lit, lit. Don't ever quit, quit, quit. We'll never let the flame go out.
Are you practicing to be in the next Fast and Furious? How you still have a license is a wonder.
Bold words from the girl who didn't get hers until she was 25. Move it or lose it! I swear, children should not be allowed in the streets.
Where are their parents? They shouldn't be able to just roam the streets like that.
Shouldn't they be in school?
It's June, Mel.
School should be year-round.
Shut up. Every day we sound more like our parents. You know that, right?
God, if I ever bring up solariums and alfresco dining, just take me out. The day I sound anything like Carmen is the day that I lose my will to live.
Come on, Carmen's not that bad.
The fact that you still have the hots for my mom is honestly disturbing.
Don't take it personally. I have the hots for most moms.
Drive, you idiot!
You know, if the idea of touching you in any other way than our symbiotic friendship bond didn't completely disgust me, then I would totally make a move in like 10 years.
I think that would count as incest.
Not in the eyes of the law, baby.
Ugh, gross. While I'm sure Carmen would love to have you in the family, I don't think Joe would like it.
Already considering a fling's feelings. This is a new record. Actually, I don't think there's even a record of this.
Joe's not a fling. She's...
She's...
I like her, all right. A lot.
Oh my God. You're in love with her.
I did not say I was in love with her. I just like her.
A lot. You said you liked her a lot. We don't do liking people, Mel. We either tolerate people or fall deeply in love with them until they break our hearts.
Well, maybe this one won't end up in heartbreak this time.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Even if this means I have to find another person to enter a marriage pact with, I'm happy you found a lesbian to U-Haul with.
Thank God. A joke. This was about to get uncomfortable.
Oh, for sure. You gotta break emotional tension with a joke. That's the fifth rule of improv.
Are rules not the complete antithesis of improv? The only rule of improv should be to, like, not plan anything, right?
I don't know, actually. I stopped going after like a month.
Good to know your fear of commitment covers things other than your romantic relationships.
Sorry, I haven't found a woman to steal a pig with hours after meeting her and then hide in the woods with said woman to evade the police for hours.
You make it sound so tacky.
And that's without even mentioning the poorly drawn pig tattooed on your ass.
You're just jealous.
Yeah, maybe.
If only we knew a place that was full of queer women that were ready to be snatched up.
I want a girlfriend, Mel, not a hostage.
At this point, you should take whatever you can get. I'm just saying it might do you good to have some more gay friends. And that bartender is kind of cute.
Jamie. Maybe if she doesn't hate me, I'll join her cult.
Her what?
Oh, it was just this bit we did about robes and toaster ovens. You know what? Never mind.
Right. If you want to get under her robes,
Mel,
then you have to go in there and talk business.
I know. Ask her if she'd be willing to buy the building.
Even with the lackluster Yelp rating, the Flame seems pretty popular. I'm sure she'd be able to buy the building off of you.
I'll go in there, talk to Jamie, and get her not to hate me.
And to see if she can buy the bar.
Yes, and that.
Jesus Christ.
For the first time in a while, I have a good feeling about today.
What's the worst that could happen?
You said your friend needed a nudge.
Yeah, a nudge from her friend. And this is not a nudge. This is a Molotov cocktail to the face.
You should know I like it hot, babe.
Jesus, I should be ashamed. Are you wearing Crocs?
If you're not crocking, you're not rocking.
That is the most hideous thing someone has ever said to me.
We still on for tonight?
Obviously.
This is Alan Allegria Chapman reporting live from KTDX News. I'm currently standing in front of The Flame, one of the few LGBTQ spaces in our city. Patrons of The Flame and their supporters are out in full force to protest the new building owner's decision to kick them out of their space. I'm here with this flamer who happens to be the bar owner.
Wait, what?
Jamie, tell the viewers why you're out here today.
Well, it's like you just said, Alan. We're being kicked out of our space. We've been here for 10 years. We host food drives. We volunteer. We're sponsors in the Summer Recreation League. We're a part of this community. And now they want to kick us out. It isn't right. It isn't fair.
And did you know the counter-protesters? We're gonna be there.
We got a heads up about them last night, and we were expecting them. Thankfully, this is a really supportive community, and people came out just to make sure it's a safe space for us to protest.
Is there anything you want to say to the viewers at home just before I let you go?
Yeah, I guess just protect queer spaces!
Hey, Jamie!
Oh, shit.
The American Lung Association's Lung Helpline has an adult asthma self-management program, which helps people understand and seek treatment for their asthma. Lung Health Navigators help people understand their asthma, practice effective communication with healthcare providers, and modify lifestyles to prevent symptoms. This is the only program available proving results in less severe asthma, fewer respiratory problems, and a better ability to stick to treatment plans. Enroll. Call 866-252-2959. Weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah. Oh, shit. What the hell is this?
It's a flyer?
A flyer? That says I'm a homophobe. This is a smear campaign, you asshole.
It seems that we have been joined by the building owner that sparked the flame in this protest. What do you have to say in defense to the claims that you are shutting down this bar due to personal prejudice?
Personal prejudice? That doesn't even make any sense.
But you're a homophobe, though.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Did you hear that? If the cameraman did his job and followed the story, the viewers would be able to see that protesters are starting to clash.
Just because I wanted to close your stupid bar does not mean that I hate the gays.
The only people that say the gays are fascists and homophobes. Homophobe.
I just hate the bar, okay? And I'm kind of starting to hate you too.
Yeah, well, you're closing my bar, so I already hate you.
You can't be serious. Is that how you see me? Is that what you think of me? A new Mussolini out to pillage and burn.
How should I think of you? I don't even know you. From what I've seen, there's certainly some cause for concern.
Don't you see that I can't stay around here? It's been this way. Far too long.
So you need the flame to disappear so that you feel safe. Did I hear that wrong?
I can't believe I'm hearing this. You can't be serious.
What was that?
Looks like a gift from your friends.
I didn't organize a protest full of
studio, Steve.
I just can't believe you think I'd take it this far.
Well, I just can't believe you wanna shut down the bar. Shit.
James, we've gotta get out of here.
Drop the flyer and get on your knees.
Sir, believe me, we're just standing here. It's just a piece of paper. I'm not one of them.
Not one of them? What does that mean?
Oh, shut up. I'm the one being wrongfully arrested right now.
You are both being arrested.
You can't be serious. Why does every pretty girl want to destroy me? Getting thrown in jail next to a homophobic hottie.
Damn it, Jamie. Can't you ever play it cool?
to your left. Turn to your right. Sorry, ladies. We're a little short on space with all the protesters today. Hope you two don't mind getting cozy in here.
You can't be serious.
I'm sure a trip to the jailhouse will clear the air between our girls. Join us next week for our next episode of The Flame.
Thank you for listening to The Flame. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and tell your friends. Join us every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a weekly listening party on Zoom. Follow at The Flame Musical on all social media accounts. The Flame, an LGBTQ romantic comedy musical. Story by Ellie Brigida and Lee Holmes Foster. Book by Caitlin Clear. Music and lyrics by Lee Holmes Foster, with additional lyrics by Caitlin Clear. Directed by Caitlin Clear and Valerie Rose Lohman. Produced by Les Hangout Productions, Ellie Brigida, Caitlin Clear, Valerie Rose Lohman, Lee Holmes Foster, David and Ann Mortimer, Sherry Moses, Andrew Bramson, Tien Tran, Abby Nissenbaum, Dylan Adams, Liz Chen, and Megan Gunther. Starring Jasmine Savoy Brown as Sam, Jen Colella as Joe, Ellie Brigida as Jamie, Lee Holmes Foster as Heather, Harrison White as the narrator, Valerie Rose Lohman as Mel. Guest starring Dana Piccoli as Jessica, Ashton Grooms as Lillian, J.J. Neiman as Alan, Joe Brigida as the cop, and Vika Ortiz as Bridget. Additional ensemble vocals by Dana Arnett, Brianna Bonilla, Lisa Charlotte, Benjamin Doncom, Ashton Grooms, E. Maloney, Quince Mobley, Liz Mangrello, Sydney Nicholson, Vika Ortiz, Dana Piccoli, Saria Schuyler, and Mickey Rose Wadsworth. Orchestrated by Ellie Brigida. Additional orchestration by Alan McCourt and Beth Goodman. Sound editing, sound engineering, and song recordings produced by Ellie Brigida. Dialogue editing by Lee Holmes Foster. Additional song recordings by Heidi Martin. Logo design by Selena Benali. Additional graphic design by Emily Doolittle. Musical director, Ellie Brigida. Assistant musical director, Marissa DeVoe. And in our lovely orchestra, we have Alan McCourt on violin and viola, Molly Goldstein on cello, Beth Goodman on winds, Brianna Childers on French horn, Grace Massara on drums, Bethany Vandenbrink on bass guitar, Jana Heidenreich and Ellie Brigida on electric guitars, Ellie Brigida on piano, Rich Kelly on trumpet, and Ben Owens on trombone. Thank you so much for listening to The Flame. Drinks on me next week.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.